In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We're looking first at Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I tell you, you and I dwell under the shadow of the cross. Oh yes, that is the place of refuge. That is the place of protection. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Let's say it. God, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Say it again. Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. God will rescue you from the fowler's snare. Amen. I'm telling you, if you people are caught up in terrible stuff, God will rescue you from the fowler's snare and the destroying plague. He will shelter you with his pinions, and under his wings you will take refuge. Hallelujah. Under the wings of the Lord, under the cross you will take refuge. You will take refuge under the cross and under the shadow of the empty tomb. God's faithfulness is a protecting shield. Let me tell you that God is always faithful. He is faithful and true. He is always faithful even when we are not faithful. God's faithfulness is protecting shield to you. You shall not fear the terror of the night, that's right, nor the arrow that flies by day, that's right, nor the pestilence that roams in the darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, near you it shall not come. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. Though 1,000 fall at my side, 10,000 at my right, near me it shall not come. Hallelujah. You need simply to watch the punishment of the wicked that you will see. You have made the Lord your refuge, have you? Have you made the Lord your refuge? Have you made him your refuge? Do you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty? Is he your refuge and your fortress? Do you trust in him? Oh, yes. If we trust in him, we will be joyful. We will be happy. We will be protected. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, near you it shall not come. You need simply to watch the punishment of the wicked, and you will see. You who have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall you. Let's read that again. Verse 9. You who have made the Lord your refuge, you who have made the Most High your stronghold, no evil shall befall you. No affliction come near your tent. For God commands the angels to guard you in all your ways. With their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Yes. How many times have I tripped, and on the way I was going down to the floor, I would say, to his angels, God has given command about me. I never finished it, but I knew that I was falling. And I just that verse is alive in my life, because I know that his angels guard me. They hold me up even when I fall. I tell you, the angels, God's angels are real. No evil shall befall you. No affliction come near your tent, for God sends the angels to guard you in all your ways. With their hands they will support you, lest you strike your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample the lion and the dragon. Whoever clings to me, I will deliver. Do you cling to Jesus? Like, are you clinging to Jesus? You know, as if you were drowning and you needed him to rescue. Are you clinging to Jesus? Whoever clings to me, I will deliver. Whoever knows my name, I will set on high. Oh, his name is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus who reveals the Father. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. His name is Jesus. Whoever knows my name, I will set on high. And whoever calls upon me, I will answer. I will be with him in distress. Are you in distress today? The Lord says, I will be with you in distress. And I will deliver you and give you honor. Do you believe it? That not only is he with you in distress, but he's going to give you honor. With length of days I will satisfy you and show you my saving power. Yes, length of days to do the will of God, that the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven. So let's look at it again. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty, yes, under the cross, say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Lord, you are my refuge, you are my fortress, you are my God, and I trust you. God will rescue you from the foulest snare, from the destroying plague. God will rescue me from the destroying plague and from the foulest snare. God will shelter you with pinions. He will spread his wings that you would take refuge. Amen. God's faithfulness is a protecting shield. I tell you, he is faithful and true, and he never gives up his faithfulness. You might have talked, you might have given your life to Jesus 30 years ago, and you've not been faithful. I want to tell you, it's time to come home. It's time to realize that he is faithful, even though you have not been faithful. Your faithfulness is a protecting shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in the darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but near you it shall not come. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Near you it shall not come. You need simply watch the punishment of the wicked, and you will see. You who have the Lord as your refuge, you have made the Most High your stronghold. No evil shall befall you. Alleluia. Say it. No evil shall befall me. No affliction come near my tent. No affliction come near my tent. No affliction come near my house. For God commands the angels to guard you in all your ways. With their hands they shall support you, lest you strike your foot against the stone. You will, and you shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample the lion and the dragon. In other words, all the enemies are under our feet. All the enemies are under our feet. Whoever clings to me, I will deliver. Hallelujah. Give us the grace to cling to you, O Lord. Whoever clings to me, I will deliver. Whoever knows my name, I will set on high. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, who reveals the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Whoever knows my name, I will set on high. And all who call upon me, I will answer. Do you understand? Call upon him today. He says he's going to answer you. He's going to answer you. I will be with them in distress. Whatever distress you are in, the Lord is in the middle of it. And I will deliver them and give them honor. Yes, he will deliver you from the distress and give you honor. With length of days, I will satisfy you and show you my saving power. Let me tell you, someone came to me a couple of days ago. It was one of the young men out in the street. And I prayed with him that something that he had hanging over his head would be dismissed. And I said, I see the Lord taking that, whatever he was needed to do against him, whoever was acting against him, I said, I see God throwing it in the bucket. And he came up to me this week. He said, Father Tom, God threw it in the bucket. I don't have to deal with it anymore. The courts dismissed it. It was wrong in the beginning, but finally I'm free. When God told you he threw it in the bucket, that's exactly what he did. He threw it in the bucket. And I am praising God, he said. I am praising God. This is a man who sleeps under the bridge. Imagine last night he was under the bridge while it was snowing. I tell you, but he had faith. His faith was intact. And if your faith is intact, God will answer you. Your faith is intact as the size of a mustard seed. I'm looking at the sixth chapter of 2 Samuel. Now, what's happening? David is bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. Why is he doing this? He wants to center Jerusalem as the only place where the Lord will be worshipped by sacrifice. He wants to close Shiloh and all the other places where God was worshipped. He wants Jerusalem to be the political and the religious capital for God. And you know, today, it's all about Jerusalem. Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. Hallelujah. David again assembled all the picked men of Israel. There were 30,000 in number. Then David and all the people who were with him set out for Bala of Judah to bring from there the Ark of God, which bears the name of the Lord of hosts, enthroned above the cherubim. There are two angels above the Ark, and God's presence is enthroned above these angels. The Ark of God was placed on a new cart and taken away from the house of Abinadab in the hill country. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, guided the cart. You see, the cart should not be carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The ones who should be carrying the Ark of the Covenant should be the priests. And Uzzah and Ahio, who were children of Abinadab, where the Ark was stationed for a while, were walking before it, while David and all the Israelites were making merry before the Lord with all their strength, singing with citharas, with harps, trumpets, tambourines, sistrums, cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Uzzah, reached out. Uzzah reached out of his hand to the Ark of God and tried to steady it, for the oxen were making it tip. But the Lord was angry with Uzzah. God struck him on that spot, and he died there before God. David was disturbed because the Lord had vented his anger on Uzzah. You see, the priest should be doing this. The place has been called Perez Uzzah down to the present day. David feared the Lord that day and said, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? In other words, I don't want to bring the Ark of the Lord to Jerusalem now, because you know why? God is angry. So David would not have the Ark of the Lord brought to him in the city of David, but diverted it to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Now, this is an interesting thing. The house of Obed-Edom the Gittite is in the hill country of Judah, and it's going to stay, the Ark of the Covenant is going to stay for 3 months. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his whole house. What does that mean? Obed-Edom's wife was pregnant. You know, today we don't have children, we have dogs and cats. How sad. It makes me very sad to see couples that are married and that love each other. They have no children, they have dogs and they have cats. And it's kind of pathetic to me that God has given them a way to produced children after their own form. But no, they want dogs and cats. They don't want the responsibility of raising a child. It is a very sick generation that does not want children. It is a very sick situation that kills our children from the womb. It is a very sick generation who kills the children from the womb. I tell you, they're saying 56 million. I'm telling you, there's much more than 56 million children that have died. And if these children had been born, there would be no, we'd have to produce shoes and boots for these kids and these adults now. We would have to produce so many clothes that there would be no recession, you see. But if you want to take God's life in your own hands, you will suffer recession, you will suffer depression, you will suffer. So it's time to say we repent from killing our children from the womb. When it was reported to King David that the Lord had blessed Obed-Edom and his family and all that belonged to him, David went up to bring the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David amid festivities. As soon as the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had advanced 6 steps, David sacrificed an ox and a fatling. Then David, girt with a linen apron, came dancing before the Lord with abandon. He is so joyful because the Ark of the Lord is going to be brought into the place of Jerusalem, and all the other shrines will be closed, and Jerusalem will be the place of worship. I tell you, the Lord favors Jerusalem. The Lord favors Jerusalem. And you want to know how Jerusalem is spelled? J-E-R-U-S-A. Oh, Jerusalem. I tell you, the USA is to keep Jerusalem, and it's to keep it in the hands of the Jews. That's what should be happening. That's what should be happening. As soon as the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had advanced 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox or a fatling. And he danced with abandon, as he and all the Israelites were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and to the sound of the horn. As the Ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Saul's daughter, Michal, looked down through the window and saw King David. This is his wife. Saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. The Ark of the Lord was brought in and set on the place within the tent, and David pitched for it. And when David offered holocaust and peace offerings before the Lord, then he finished making these offerings. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. He then distributed among the people to each man and each woman an entire multitude of food, a loaf of bread, a cup of roast meat, and a raisin cake. With this, all the people left for their home. And David returned to bless his own family. Saul's daughter, Michal, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel has honored himself today, exposing himself to the view of the slave girls of his followers as a commander might do." But David replied to Michal, "I was dancing before the Lord, as the Lord lives, who preferred me to your fathers and this whole family when he appointed me commander of the Lord's people Israel. Not only will I make merry before the Lord, but I will demean myself even more. I will be lowly in your esteem, but in the esteem of the slave girls you spoke of, I will be honored." And so Saul's daughter Michal was childless to the day of her death. Let's look back at Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's house housed the Ark of the Covenant for 3 whole months. And I'm telling you that Obed-Edom got addicted to the presence of God. Guess what Obed-Edom does when the temple is built? I tell you, he becomes the doorkeeper. "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." I also want to look at Mary as the Ark of the Covenant, for she holds within her womb the child Jesus. And when she visits Elizabeth as we saw yesterday, she visits Elizabeth, and the baby in her womb, Elizabeth's womb, starts dancing. That's right. And the Ark of the Lord, Mary, with the baby in her womb, stayed in the hill country of Judah, just like where Obed-Edom lived. And guess how long they stayed there? 3 months, just like the Ark of the Covenant stayed in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months. I tell you, Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, if God dwells in you and you are a believer, you are also the Ark of the Covenant. For Jesus dwells within the hearts of the broken. Jesus dwells within the hearts of his people. Jesus dwells within the hearts of all those who love him. Jesus dwells in our hearts if we make the shelter of the Most High our habitation, if we make the shadow of the Almighty our habitation, if we allow the Lord to be our refuge and our fortress, if we allow the Lord to be trusted, oh yes, Jesus dwells within broken hearts. He will rescue you from the foulest snare, yes, from the destroying plague, yes. He will shelter you with his pinions if he dwells in your heart. He will spread his wings and you will take refuge in him because he's faithful in protecting you. You do not need to fear the terror of the night. You do not need to fear the night or the moon. You do not need to fear anything, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in the darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Near you it shall not come. Why? Because you are the Ark of the Covenant. Because the Lord Jesus dwells within your broken heart. Because the Trinity dwells within your broken heart. For 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But near you it shall not come. Hallelujah. You need only to watch the punishment of the wicked. You have made the Lord your refuge, and you have made the Most High your habitation. No evil shall befall you. Why? Because you have made the Lord your refuge. He dwells within your heart, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No affliction shall come near your tent. Hallelujah. No affliction shall come near your house. For God commands his angels to guard you in all your ways. That's right. With their hands they shall support you, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon your enemies. Yes, you will tread upon the asp and the viper and the lion and the dragon. You will tread upon your enemies. As a matter of fact, your enemies shall bow before you. I tell you, that's real. Whoever clings to me, I will deliver. Whoever knows my name, I will set on high. All who call upon me, I will answer. I will be with them in distress. I will deliver them and give them honor. With length of days, I will satisfy them and show them my saving power. Let me tell you, God has invested in you the blood of Jesus. God has invested in you the faithfulness of Jesus. You need only to acknowledge that the Lord is your refuge and your strength and your fortress, and that he dwells in your broken heart, and that he will do to you what you need to be done. You have only to believe and be faithful. Be faithful in the God who is faithful to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I. I praise you. I bless you. I worship you, Lord. I praise you that you are our shelter. I bless you that you are our refuge. I praise you that I do trust in you today. I praise you that you have rescued us. I praise you that you are faithful in protecting your people. I praise you that we do not have to fear anything. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you that 1,000 may fall on our left and 10,000 fall on our right, but it shall not come to us. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you that you again are our refuge, our stronghold. I praise you that you have given us angels to guard us in all of our ways. I praise you, Lord God. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you that you will give us length of days, long life, and you will satisfy us and show us your saving power. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. Oh, yes, your readings today is Psalm 91, 2 Samuel 6. Psalm 91 and 2 Samuel 6. Just remember that Mary was the Ark of the Covenant, and you are the Ark of the Covenant. If you bear Jesus in your heart, hallelujah, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what St. Paul says. So please, if you listen to me and you are blessed by broadcasts like these, please send a check so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. No donation is too small. We accept every donation. I do not tell you what to send me. Do whatever the Lord tells you to do. If you listen to these broadcasts and are blessed, please bless us with the check. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you want to go to PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, and you can go to PayPal. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.